رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutations or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, there are so many diseases which are hidden within ourselves. And those are called diseases of the ruh. If there is a illness and disease on the body, it can be diagnosed through certain tests or certain medical procedures. But if there is a sickness with the ruh, then it is very difficult to trace and to diagnose or to use any procedures in laboratory or through medical tests, etc. Therefore, it is important to identify those diseases and sicknesses and treat them. One of the sickness of the ruh, one of the disease of the ruh, is nifaq. Nifaq means hypocrisy. And the definition of nifaq or hypocrisy is that a person claims from his tongue that he is Muslim, but from his heart he denies Islam. This is called hypocrisy or nifaq. And in another word, you can put the same definition, that when person's i'tiqad and tongue are not similar, he believes something else, but he says something else. That is called nifaq or hypocrisy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned hypocrites in Quran Kareem. As it is said in Surah An-Nisa, Para 5, Ayat number 142. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Undoubtedly, munafiqs in their own thinking, they try to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy them in the state of carelessness. And when they stand for salat, they stand half-heartedly. And they show off. They do not remember Allah Azza wa Jal but little. And at another occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا Also, Para 5, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 145. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Undoubtedly, hypocrites would be in the lowest station of hellfire, and you will not find any helper for them. Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, writes in his Tafsir Khazainul Irfan, under this ayah karima, that the punishment of munafiq is more than a kafir because of showing Islam falsely or pretending to be Muslim. He saved himself from the hands of Mujahideen Muslims. And while he was a kafir, while he was a denier, he was deceiving Muslims and he was mocking at Islam, and that was his way of life. Therefore, his punishment and his azab would be severe than the azab of a kafir. In Hadith Mubarakah, there are four signs mentioned of a hypocrite. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who has got four signs in him, he is a pure hypocrite. And if he has got one of them, that means he has got one sign of hypocrisy. Until he leaves that happen, then he would be purified from the signs of hypocrisy. Number one, when amanat or trust is kept by him, he is proven to be dishonest in the trust, in the amanat. Number two, and when he speaks, he lies. Number three, when he makes a promise, he goes against his promise, he breaks that promise. And number four, when he fights, he uses vulgar language. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, Nifaq I'tiqadi means hypocrisy in the belief system is the highest level of blasphemy, is the highest level of kufr. A munafiq I'tiqadi means a person who has hypocrisy in his faith. He will be put in Jahannam for forever, and he will be put in the lowest level of hellfire of Jahannam. And nifaqi amli, the person who has hypocrisy in his action, he is involved in a major sin, in gunah kabira, and this is haram, and this leads to Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from both kinds of hypocrisies and munafiqats. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, there are two reasons of hypocrisy, and there is treatment for this sickness. The first reason of nifaq i'tiqadi, hypocrisy in the belief system, is jahalat, is ignorance. When person does not learn the knowledge of Islam, the knowledge of aqaid of Islam in the correct way, when person does not learn the knowledge of obligatory responsibilities and wajib responsibilities, then shaitan puts different type of whisperings and waswasas in the heart of that person, and he makes him involved in nifaq-e-itiqadi. And nifaq-e-itiqadi is a killer disease for iman. And the treatment of this kind of hypocrisy is that one should learn the knowledge of aqaid and faraiz and wajibat from the company of ulama of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or from the books of ulama of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And when there is a masla of sharia pertaining to fiqh or pertaining to aqeedah, we must contact Sunni Sahih al-Aqidah ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or we go to Darul Ifta of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or we consult the books like Fatawa Razviya of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Bahare Shariat of Hazrat Sayyiduna Sadrul Sharia Badrul Tariqa, Hazrat Allama Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And inshallah azawajal, this way you will get the treatment of nifaqe itaqadi or hypocrisy in belief systems or in faith. Number two, the second reason of nifaqe itaqadi is to be in the company of those who have corrupt beliefs, to sit in the suhbat of bad aqeedah, or to sit in the suhbat of bad mazhab. And the treatment of this kind of disease is that one should run away from the company of bad mazhabs. He must not sit with them. And one should make his mind that as soon as I come to know that the person is bad mazhab, he is bad aqeedah, his aqeedah is not according to the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I will run away from him. He is the thief of Iman. I have the wealth of Iman, and he is the thief of Iman. You know, as if you have money, you have gold, you have diamonds, you have wealth, and you're sitting with the thieves. And if you do that, you are a foolish person. And if you want your wealth to be protected, your responsibility is to run away from them, leave them, do not even give your address to them, and you should not even know their address because you have got nothing to do with them. You are sitting with the wealth and they are the thieves. So when you sit with the company of bad mazhab, bad aqeedah, he is the thief of your wealth of Iman. You should run away, and you should never sit closer to them. And that is one way of protecting your Iman. And then nifaqi amali, that is hypocrisy in actions. There are three reasons for that. One reason is jahalat, because jahalat is the main reason for every wrongdoing, for every evil that one does. Because person is unaware of the signs of hypocrisy, because he is unaware of destructions of hypocrisy, therefore he gets involved in this killer disease. And the treatment of this disease is that one should get ilm-e-deen, and one should ponder upon the signs of hypocrisy and refrain from it. And the second reason of nifaqi amali is that one should believe that hirs, greed, is something bad. And when person is involved in greed, in tam'a, in lalach, sometimes person has a double standard because he wants to gain something from people, so he pretends. So its treatment is that one should ponder upon the destructions of greed, the destructions of this illness of the soul. And one should make his mind that this dunya is fani, this dunya is temporary. And for the sake of this dunya, I will never adopt the path of being double standard or hypocrite. And this is not an intelligent thing to do. Intelligent person is that who will always refrain from those things that are there to give you worldly benefits only, but destroy your akhirah. In order to increase the knowledge, one should read the book printed by Dawat Islami, Hirs. Inshallah azawajal, this would give you the benefit and understand this killer disease and this sickness of the ruh. And number three, the third reason of nifaqi amali is the love of dunya. When the love of dunya overcomes, is dominant, sometimes person becomes hypocrite in his actions. And its ilaj and its treatment is that one should ponder upon the destructions of hubb dunya, the love of the dunya. Because this sickness makes person involved in so many sins. And sometimes person even gives up his iman because he is so deeply involved in the dunya and in the love of the dunya. So one should keep on making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, save me from nifaq, save me from hypocrisy. Whether that hypocrisy is of first kind or of second kind. Whether that hypocrisy is in i'tiqad, in faith, in aqeedah, or whether that hypocrisy is in amal or in action, both are very dangerous. The first one is more dangerous because that is the highest level of kufr and will put you into the deeper level of jahannam. And the second kind of nifaq and hypocrisy is gunah kabira, and that would lead to jahannam. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, you must understand that when there is no ikhlas, when there is no sincerity in the action, when there is show off, when there is riyakari, when you not doing something for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, when you are doing something to please the people, when you're doing something not for the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Nabi Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then many diseases of heart begin and they start. And sometimes they are as hubbe jah, sometimes they are as hubbe dunya, sometimes they are as riyakari and show off. See, in the last point which we discussed here, that hubbe dunya leads towards the hypocrisy. And the life of the dunya is nothing but a show, is nothing but a play. It's just an amusement, as it is mentioned in Quran Kareem as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the life of dunya as la'ibum wa lahab, that this is la'ib and lahab, this is amusement, this is a game. Like a game, a play, a show that happens and takes place, it is always temporary. It is not there forever. Spectators get together, people get together, they come, they enjoy. After a while, the players are not there, the play is not there, the spectators are not there, the whistlings are not there, clappings are not there, noise is not there, that enjoyment is not there, then everything is quiet. It is like a graveyard. So this is the position of the life of this dunya, because it is temporary. It is very small. It is going to come to an end. And that is the reason that when we close our eyes and we die and we leave this world, we depart from this world, we in the other world, we in alami barzakh, or we in alami akhirat, then we look back into the world, into this domain, into dunya, it would seem very small, very little. And then person realizes that how little I lived. That is the reason that it is mentioned in Quran Kareem, that when those kuffar who lived long lives in this dunya, and when they are called for accountability and for reckoning and for hisab and kitab, they will say, ma labithu ghayra sa'a. They did not live but a moment, besides a second or a moment. So this 100 years of age, or 200 years of age, or 300 years of age, because previously people used to live long, would seem as a sa'a, would seem as a moment, would seem as a second, or would seem as a split second. A person who would spend whole his life to decorate this world, this temporary world, he is indeed a foolish person. That he has destroyed the permanent life of Akhirah to comfort the temporary life of dunya. In order to decorate the life of dunya, which is a few days, person gives up the life of Akhirah, which is permanent and which is never going to end. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to clear all the diseases of heart. And we can only treat them and clear that dirt from our hearts if we know them, if we understand them. You must know that a sickness can only be treated if it is diagnosed. First of all, you have to know that there is a sickness. You have to understand. There must be a name. You must know the condition of that. And then you start with the treatment. Many people don't even know, because they're not in Islamic environment. They're not in dini environment. They don't sit with good people. They don't sit with holy people. They don't sit with pious people. Alhamdulillah, in this age and time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an environment of Dawat Islami, an environment of pious people, an environment of people who love to follow the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who motivate the love of Allah, who motivate the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who motivate the love of Sahaba, who motivate the love of Tabi'een, who motivate the love of Ahl Bayt, who motivate the love of Aimmah Mujtahideen, who motivate the love of Awliya Allah. And there are group of people that who like to promote goodness, who like to give neki ki da'wat. Alhamdulillah. And they are basing everything on the sahih and correct aqidah of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, mainstream aqid and thinking of Muslims which are there from century to century and from ages to ages and from generations to generations. So wherever in the world you are, connect yourself with Dawat Islami. Come and start attending weekly ijtimaas of Dawat Islami. Travel in Madini Qafilas. Watch Madini Channel. There are so many ways and methods that you can come in touch with Dawat Islami. If you don't know how to read Quran-e-Kareem, there are Madrasatul Madina online. You can join that system and learn how to read Quran correctly. Make your namaz right. Make your Quranic recitation correct. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be steadfast on the deen of Islam. Give us tawfiq to be punctual with our salat, with our fasting, with our hajj, with our zakat, with all our obligatory ibadat which are wajib upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in touch with the mahal and environment of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from hypocrisy, from munafiqat, from double standard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our heart and tongue one. So if we say something good, we must practice as well. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah.
Quraha nafs is indeed an enemy. Quraha nafs is indeed an enemy. Don't be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceit.